District 32, Business Radio. Insights and inspiration. District 32. By today's business leaders.
Hello, my name is Lorraine of District 32 Business Radio, and I am here today with Andrew Cook of Growth and Profit Solutions. How are you, Andrew?
I'm very good. Thank you, Lorraine. Good to see you.
I'm really happy to have you in the studio today. I've known you for many, many years, and it's strange how the world works. And I'm now getting to see you in action regularly, which is really, really great. So thank you for coming on today. You're going to share some really great tips with our listeners around attracting, converting and delivering. And I'll let you explain a little bit more about them later. But can you just tell us a little bit about, because you're really quite strong on how you help and work with business owners, but how do you get to that? What sort of problems do you see business owners are facing every day?
Sure. That's a great question. A lot of business owners are very good at what they do. They've started their business because it's something that they love doing, and they really want to, you know, use it to have a great impact on their clients. They want to have a good income from it, and they want to have a kind of lifestyle which they want. The problem is that it doesn't always go to plan. They suddenly find that actually running your own business is very different from working for a business. So when I'm working with people, it's really looking about helping them to deliver real results, overcome those challenges, capitalize on those opportunities so that they can get the results that they want and they deserve. But what's really important in doing that is three things. First of all, they develop the confidence to actually do these things for themselves. Secondly, they develop and embed the capabilities they need to carry on the business in a sustainable way that grows and makes it profitable. So they don't need anyone else like me in the future. And thirdly, it's about having then the capacity so that they actually have the time, the people, the resources, whatever it might be, in place so that they can actually do what it is that they're looking for.
That's great, great frameworks around there. And I think a couple, you know, starting at the first one there, the confidence. Mm. You know, how do you see that does that affect owners who are already in business? Do you see that comes up time and time and time again?
Always. You're always learning in business, and often people coming across new situations for them where they go, I just don't know what to do. They know what the problem is. They know what they want to achieve, but they don't know how to actually get there. They don't know how to break it down so into nice, small, easy chunks so that they can actually deal with that challenge or opportunity in such a way that they get the results. Okay. So it's about helping them get to understand the frameworks that they need to use, apply them so that they actually understand not just intellectually, but they have the confidence to use them, and then they get results. So we move things along quickly. It's all about implementation. Talk is cheap. Action drives results.
Okay. So that's a little bit of a background into some of the issues you see business owners experiencing today. Let's move on into your first tip around attract. And when you're saying attract, that's about attracting an ongoing flow of quality leads.
Mm, that's right.
Talk to me about that. How do people fail in that? What do they need to do to get to where they need to be?
Okay.
Big question, I know.
All right. Yeah. So here's the short answer. The way that often goes is that people are either doing the work or they're looking for the work. And when they're doing the work, they don't have the time to go out and find the new pieces of work that they need to do. And the only time that they do have is when they're not doing the work. And then it becomes actually a mad rush because they need to get that money coming in and keep the cash flow coming.
Yep.
So as a result of that, what often happens is that they end up doing work which they're not well suited to do for clients who aren't a good fit for margins that suck. And as a result of that, it gets really, really hard for them. And they get into this feast or famine cycle. Mm. So working, and often on poor quality leads, with poor quality leads, or they're panicking. So what we look to do is they've got to be really clear on several things. One, who is my client? Often people say, well, it's anyone. But it's very difficult to actually be everything to everyone. You can't. You need to be something to someone. So what we get, and when I'm working with people, is we get crystal clear on who is your client and who is not your client. So it's being very clear on that. It's like a double hull on an oil tanker. All right, the inner hull keeps the oil in and the outer hull keeps the water out. You need both.
I love your analogies. They're really, really great.
Thank you. So if you can do that, it makes you able to be much more focused. And that way you can understand what their wants and needs are much better. And if you can do that, you can articulate their wants and needs better than they can. And if you do that, they will say, "You get me, Lorraine." And if they say that, they want to do business with you. So you're working with real people who really want to work with you, who aren't tile kickers, who aren't going to waste your time, and will provide a great flow of opportunity. You've got to keep that water pouring in at the top to keep things coming along. And the second thing that you really need to do when you're attracting is be very clear on what you're doing for people. People don't buy what you do. For example, people don't buy insurance. If you're an insurance broker, I'm sorry, you don't sell insurance. You are selling security. You are selling peace of mind. You are selling an investment that you know if something goes wrong, you're covered. And there's a very strong emotional appeal in everything that we do and that when people buy from us. So we have to understand that. And the third thing that we also have to do here is about extending your reach. You often go back to the same fishing holes all the time and expect using the same bait to get the same fish. The problem is this. There are more competitors around there. There are more people with more rods using the same bait trying to catch the same fish. The second thing is that the level of the water hole has actually shrunk over time. There are fewer people in there, fewer prospects. So everyone is trying to catch the same fish using the same bait. That's like becoming a commodity. If you really understand your customers really well, it's like knowing that your perfect, your ideal customer is that trout who hides under the old willow tree at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, who likes a particular type of fly. So what you do is you just cast out to that spot at that time and you know that he'll bite. Everyone else can be throwing all the burley in the water and they'll be guessing nothing. So it's moving from a shotgun approach to becoming a sniper.
Okay.
Because there's nothing worse than using a shotgun to try and win customers. The worst thing that happens is that you miss. There's a lot of effort and time, which is wasted. And occasionally, you might be lucky and you might hit something, but you might actually just wound the customer in the process. And that's not a really good state to be in.
So to attract then, you know, you first tip for business owners out there is you need to attract a great ongoing flow of quality leads, you need to do two things. You need to be crystal clear on your customer, right? Yes. Down to the hole that they hide behind. Yeah. And the second thing is what you do, and it's not the activities, it's what you offer. So you need to be really clear on both of those things to attract a great flow of ongoing leads.
Absolutely. You get the clear messaging, you get the clear positioning, and suddenly you become magnetic. You attract the right people whilst repelling the wrong ones.
And I love that. Attract the right and repel the wrong. Because people get scared, don't they? There's fear around, oh, I want to attract everybody. I don't want to repel anybody. And it's the wrong thing to
do. I'm really happy doing that because I know it's in their interests and in mine.
So that's attracting leads. Your second tip for business owners out there says, okay, so you've got leads coming in, you've got lots of leads, but how do you actually convert those prospects into great paying clients easily and without leaving money on the table?
Absolutely. And a lot of people don't like this area. People often don't like sales because they feel it's unnatural. They feel it's manipulative. I'll share a great story with you. A few years ago, I was doing some sales training for a company and we're in this workshop and we're talking about sales and this lady said, can I just sell something? I said, sure, what is it? She said, I don't like the word sales.
Oh.
And I said, okay, let's bring it on. So we stopped and in about 10 minutes, we'd sort of covered about 15 pieces of butcher's paper with all the words that people associated with sales, which were lemon, manipulative, pressure, used car salesman, all the negative stuff. And so I asked her, and her name was Helen. I said, Helen, I said, do you believe that what you do provides real value for your clients? And she said, yes. I said, and Would you love what you're doing? You said, yes. I said, would you like to provide more of what you're doing to more people? You said, yes. And I said, that's what we're talking about. It's about having the pride and the love in what you're doing and the confidence in yourself that you're doing the right thing, not for yourself, but for them. That's absolutely critical if you want to convert people to becoming customers. It's about building trust. It's about building rapport. And you've got to work in their interests first.
And it's actually your duty, if you've helped one person before, to continue to do that.
Absolutely.
It's your responsibility.
It's just the start of a relationship. And it takes time. So you've got to be prepared to invest in that and allow it to mature. You don't go on a first date and ask somebody to marry them.
Not normally.
And you can. And what will probably happen is they'll run like hell.
Yeah.
And you can't blame them. So, you know, on both sides, you've got to get to know each other. There's a bit of a dance that you have to lead them through. The other thing that you need to do is you need to have a clear understanding of what your sales process is. You know that they've got a problem and you've got a promise of a solution. So how do you structure the way between? And you need to be clear on that for yourself, but also for them so that they understand where you're going. Because what's really important is you've got to help them engage themselves in the sales process so they are actually buying from you, not you pushing on them and sell. If you get pushed back when you sell, it's because you pushed back first.
Mm.
So don't push.
You can't go from step one to step four. You can't go from here I am, buy my stuff.
There's a great, so the way I describe it is to go slow to go smooth and go smooth to go fast.
Okay, like that.
And that's the way you do it. So it's about understanding their needs. It's about understanding the person. It's then being able to articulate that on an ongoing basis so that you can handle and preempt their objections. So that you can actually talk about things that you know they'll raise before they raise them. So you actually make everything much easier to go along. And at the same time, you're building up credibility with them because you're not hiding anything. You're being upfront and you're sharing. So if you have that understanding of where the process is and where they are, you know what you need to do to engage with them to help them along. And you also know what not to do, because sometimes if you try and do something at the wrong time, it can be seen as pushy. Mm. And if I feel pushed, I'm going to push back. And one of the ways I would push back is I'd actually just withdraw.
Yep.
And then you've lost the opportunity. So it's about doing that. By doing that, you actually engage with people. You start to look out competition from others, but also you start to educate them because there are two other big sources of competition. Even if you're the only supplier. And these are, one, the customer won't do it. Or secondly, they'll do it themselves.
Wow.
So you always need to engage with them on that. And in doing this, you create what I call conversion confidence. And it comes in three elements.
Okay.
The confidence in, one, that they have in you as an individual. Secondly, the confidence that they have in themselves, that they're making the right decision. And thirdly, the confidence in that your offerings will actually deliver the results and outcomes that they're looking for.
And it's your job as the salesperson to make that process as easy and as smooth and as non-confronting as you possibly can. I know you've wrapped that up into like a 5-minute tip there, Andrew, but the amount of skill and art and process and thinking and questioning techniques and everything that goes behind what you've just said is, you know, there's a lot of thinking in there. There's a lot of deep thinking allow you to convert your clients easily.
It takes time and it takes practice. But above all, it requires the real belief and confidence that what you're doing is the right thing for them and for you.
And people can feel that.
They do.
You know, they can feel your honesty and your integrity. Andrew, your third tip for business owners today is around delivering great results profitably so that you can retain clients for repeat work and future opportunities. Mm. Tell me a little bit more about that, Mum. Yeah. What do we need to know about that, delivering great results?
Okay, a lot of people make the mistake that once they've won the work, they go, yay, fantastic. Now I just got to do it. But that's actually just the start of the relationship. you've actually got to make sure that you manage the client's expectations and that what you've got to do is clearly understood, when it's got to be done is clearly known, and that you actually do that. In doing this, you've actually got to be very clear in that you have not only got the scope right, but the plan right. And as the great philosopher Mike Tyson once said, plans go to hell when you get punched in the mouth. And we often get punched in the mouth and repeatedly. Then we end up wondering. Go figure. So, okay, we're not all up against Mike Tyson, but the principle's the same. So when we're looking at a relationship, we need to actually understand what we need to do to manage that relationship on an ongoing basis. How are we going to manage their expectations? Who's involved that we need to deal with? What have we got to set out to do? How can we prove it? What are the measures that we're going to use? And this is really important because we need to continually demonstrate that we're providing the value that we promised. But not only that, we're actually giving them more than they expected. It's not enough to do the job. You've got to wow people.
That's right.
And if you wow them, then they will actually start really talking about you. And we all know about the positive effect of word of mouth. So that's really important that we get that clarity. You also need to be very clear that this might be your first piece of work. My view of this is very simple. Think of the fifth sale first.
I really love that. I heard you mention that before, and that's something in business, you know, we can hear the same concepts again and again. Yeah. And I had actually never heard of that. And that just got me thinking right away, you know, what is the fifth sale? You know, and that takes you aback. And I just love it.
So think about it. Let's say, for example, I'm working with a client. All right, I'm going to make something up on the fly. So here we go. They've invited me and they want me to come in and help them do some work in growing their business. So we're looking at their sales areas. So that could be the first piece of work. The second piece of work could also then actually be helping them to get some very good clarity on putting together a strategic plan because they haven't got everything lined up. And you need to have all your ducks in a row for these sorts of things. The third piece of work could be saying, right, what we need to do is you want to grow this business, but you haven't got necessarily all the cash flow coming up in the future. So how can we actually improve your operational efficiency? How can we reduce the waste and take out up to 30% of your operational costs whilst enabling you still to maintain how you deliver and the quality of your delivery? The fourth thing then might be, how do we look at the pricing strategy? So how do we actually improve how you're pricing so that not only are you able to actually improve your profitability, but people will see the greater value of what you're doing and will engage even more? The fifth thing could then be, all right, we want to go and see how we're going to develop your products and services. So what are the options that we can take from maybe taking a physical product and then taking it to an online basis, or you want to go interstate or international? So how can you start doing that? So now I'm starting to look at some of these things, and I've got these in my mind from day one. So that helps me to position where I want to go in the future, but also to help them see there's some real other opportunities out there which would benefit them. So what you're doing is you're educating them in where they can go and the potential opportunities that there can be there for them.
That are more out with a transaction. You know, it doesn't have to be a transaction. This can be a journey, and you're painting that picture or setting that expectation or that idea at the start of that conversation.
And this is the critical thing. That's a great point, Lorraine. All right, I'm not interested in transactions. Okay. And going back to what I was talking about earlier, transactions are about what you do. It's what you sell. It's that product. Transformations are about what you do for people. It's that lasting changes in their condition that you help them make. And that is what you want when you want to scale and grow your business and get a great flow of pipeline opportunity, work and profit.
That is really great. And I'm going to leave you on that note. And I'd like to leave our listeners with that note. How are you transforming? How are you making transformations rather than handling transactions? That's a great point. Now, if any of our listeners have got any topics or anything that they'd like to ask or any questions around Andrew's tips, feel free to go onto the District 32 Business Radio Facebook page and we can start up a discussion on there on any questions that you might have on the back of Andrew's tips today.
Love to. And if listeners are interested, I'm really happy to do a live coaching session with people whereby we can run it as a webinar. You can ask any question that you want. Give me a couple of options and we'll crack open those questions in 5-10 minutes so that you get some real value and you can learn from each other's questions.
I'll put more details about that on the Facebook page. But thank you very much, Andrew Cook from Growth and Profit Solutions. We've loved having you on the show today and I'd love to get you back on.
Love to. Thank you very much, Lorraine.
Thank you.
You've been listening to District 32 Business Experts that educate and inspire. District 32 Business Radio, Business Experts, throughout the hour on District 32, the power of connection.